ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
मनोहर गांधी जी के स्मृति दिवस है।
टुमारो इज रिमेम्बरेंस डे ऑफ दादी मनोहर इंदिरा, सो आई हैव बीन रिमेम्बरिंग दादी सिंस दिस मॉर्निंग बिकॉज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ दिस यज्ञ इज आर दिस दादीज।
बचपन से ही ट्रेनिंग दी
ब्रह्मा बाबा गेव ट्रेनिंग टू दिस दादीज सिंस चाइल्डहुड
बड़ी हुई।
And we can say that dadis grew up in this yajna itself. All the dadis came since their childhood. Some came at the age of 8, at the age of 10 or 14, etc. And they came in yajna. They grew up here. So when we see dadis in their blood, Baba is in their each and every part of thoughts and blood. In their every thought there is yajna, and there was so much love among the dadis. We can see that love from in dadis, and Manohar dadi is also one of those. Dadi used to say that when she was 18 years old, when she was 12 years old, she heard the Om chanting in Brahma Baba's home, and she started listening to that. But since even before that, Dadi used to go to Baba's home, Brahma Baba's home, because they were living in the same street, so they used to know each other very well. So Dadi used to go in the Baba's home since beginning. When Om Mandali started, Dadi was about 12 years old. Dadi started to go there. She started to listen to the satsang. She used to go to school as well as she used to go to Om Mandali. But after 1 year finished, Manohar Dadi's Laukik father left a body, and she was very sad. Her home was, there was a lot of sorrow in her home. And during those days, if there is a death of a father or a husband, then they used to have a lot of sorrow. They cannot go out for 6 months from their home. So Dadi could not go to Om Mandali for 6 months, and those were very, very difficult days. Then after 6 months, Dadi used to go after 6 months, and a lot of people started to talk to Dadi's mother that don't allow Manoharji to Om Mandali, because then she will just go and stay there. So Manohar Dadi's mom and her four brothers didn't allow her to go, but still she managed to go, and Dadi then started to explain this knowledge to her mother, and slowly by slowly they started to accept, and she fully got permission to go in 1 year. And there were still many obstacles that they got beaten. They would put them in a room so that they don't go to Om Mandali. But Dadis were very powerful. They were so much in love with Baba. They still remained in that powerful stage and managed to conquer all the bondages and still went to the yajna. So all dadis had some or the other bondage, but Manohar Dadi did not have too much bondage. She had bondage for just 1 year, but Dadi Gange was the one who had lot of bondages, and Baba used to say Har Gange. Har Gange, meaning at the bank of river Ganga, they used to dive in the water, and it was saying that they will get pure. So this is the praise of Dadis, Har Gange, Manohar Dadi and Gange Dadi, both were very powerful in knowledge. They used to write notes, and there was a small group of dadis, a friend. She would become a one who sells the vegetables. She would take a different form and go to their homes and hand them over the murlis and then come back. And that's why she was called Bahurupi, meaning those who can take many forms. Even in front of Brahma Baba, she used to wear different kind of dress and entertain Baba. So once Dadi wore a locket dress. So once Dadi wore locket dress and she was dancing Baba. She was dancing in front of Baba. Then Lakshmi Dadi said, Baba, do you know who she is? She is sister of Manohar Dadi. And Baba did not really recognize her. So they had that kind of little fun, and she was very entertaining. Dadi Manohar was very entertaining, because at that time there was no television or no other means to have entertainment. So they used to do this kind of fun sometimes. So when they all came to Madhuban, the beggaring part started. They did bhakti for 14 years in Karachi, but when they came here, the beggary part started. Baba used to tell all the dadis that you go and do service, that you don't hear the sound of devotees, you don't have mercy for them, you don't listen to their sound. So nobody was ready to go for service because they had to leave Baba then. So they used to stay, they stayed with Baba for 14 years in Karachi, so they did not like to leave Baba and go for service, but Baba used to encourage them that you should go and do service. And Manohar Dadi also got encouraged to do seva. Manohar Dadi's locket brother was in Delhi, and she had that thought that I should go to Delhi and let me do service. So Manohar Dadi went to Delhi and then did a service for the Lokik family. Then Gange Dadi also accompanied her. There was a Gauri Shankar gathering or a temple, and they did a class there, and the main person of the temple or the worshipper said that we liked your class very much, so you should give this class quite often here. So whenever some new people come, they used to give the class. After 2-3 months, there were many who started to come to listen to the class of Dadi. So earlier there used to come very small crowd who came, but gradually big crowd used to come. And then that priest realized that they are doing the brainwash, and he spoke Dadi's that.
1951 or 52 की बात है.
So it's about 1951 or 52. So the priest told Dadi that your time is over. You have to vacate this place now. Now Dadi thought, why did he say that to us, to vacate the place? So there were only 2 to 4 pictures in the museum for the knowledge, and there was a picture of ladder in which in the small letter it was written that Ramayan, which is a big scripture in India, it's a novel, while Gauri Shankar was Sri Rama's temple, and when they read that Ramayan is a novel, they did not like it at all. That how come Ramayan became a novel, and that is why they asked Dadis to leave that place. And they told everything to Baba. Dadis used to tell every small things to Baba. So they wrote a letter to Baba that this is what happened, and they felt bad. So they are asking us to leave from that hostel. And Baba said they are like cows, and while you are the lioness. So Dadi asked Baba, should we take this word out, that Ramayana is a novel? Then Baba said they are like goats and bulls, that they can't give true knowledge. So this is how Baba used to entertain Dadis. They used to encourage Dadi and give strength in them. So Manohar Dadi and Gange Dadi used to leave that place, and they went to the bank of River Jamuna. They were walking by the river, and there were a small building. There were just 2 walls, and the other 2 walls were not there. So they thought, let's just stay here. And they put curtains on the other 2 sides, and they created a room, and they started to stay there. They started to cook there and everything. And whoever come to the bank of Jamuna, they started to give them knowledge. Every night, one Dadi used to sleep and one Dadi used to stay awake, because they had to watch for the safety as well. So both Dadis did not stay, both Dadis did not sleep at the same time. So there was a wrestling going on in a nearby place. And they thought that these 2 sisters look like deities, and let's go and give them safety. Like a watchman. So Dadis thought that why are they staying us and performing the duty of a watchman, because we don't have any wealth. But they were still workers, watchmen. After some time, the wrestlers come with milk and fruits and everything, and they came to Dadis and said that, Dadi, these are the gifts for you. Dadi said, why are you giving me this? And Dadis and wrestlers say that we are guarding your place, and we had a thought that since we are giving the protection to these deities, and if they are actually two by themselves, then we will lose. But according to the drama, they won. So they had that feeling that we won this wrestling race because of you, because of both Dadis. So that is why this is like a thanks, and they got milk and fruits and they offered them. Dadi said, we don't eat food from outside people, because they also got rice and milk and fruits and everything. Dadis made kheer for all, and they feed them all with lot of love. After that, many used to come, and Dadis used to give everyone knowledge. Once there was a mother came. She was very from a very rich family. So that mother said, Dadis, where are you staying? You are staying in such a small house. So she invited Dadis that come to my home and you stay there. And you stay there. And give classes to whoever comes. So slowly by slowly, lot of people started to come. They also started to have vision. And they had there was such a big gathering every day, and they all started to get vision. So there's news. The news spread all over in Delhi that there are two deities who give vision of Shri Krishna to everyone. And this news reached to Indira Gandhi, who was president of India at that time. So Indira Gandhi got little afraid that she hoped that they haven't come from Pakistan or what. So she sent two, four sisters to see this place, and they saw many classes, they heard many classes, and after some time, all four sisters wrote a letter to Indira Gandhi that there is nothing to worry about, because they are giving just very nice classes, and this all news also reached to Nehruji. Dadi Gulzar also came. So at that time, this reached to that level, and that was a big service that was done by this Dadis. And they also met the president, and they served them as well. In between, Dadis thought that, okay, we have done so much seva, now let's go to Madhuban. They reached Madhuban, and there was no center open there, and they came to Madhuban. So Baba said, why did you come here running without opening the center? Why did you run here? So Dadi said, Baba, it's very difficult. Nobody even gave us the building for rent, and they asked us to run away. Baba again gave them strength. Baba gave them love, gave them zeal and enthusiasm. And Baba again sent them to Delhi. They came to Delhi, then they opened a center, and then went to Punjab, Jaipur, etc., and centers got opened, and beggary part was going on anyways. So whatever Dadis used to get, whatever donate, like fruits or milk or ghee, Dadi would soon remember the yajna, remember the Baba, that I want to send this to Madhuban. So once she got a big box of butter, ghee, of maybe 5 kgs. So somebody gave it to your dadis that you eat because you're giving so much knowledge and you do so much service. So dadis thought that we wouldn't be able to eat this much. So let me just give it to Yagya. Let me go and give it to Yagya. So she sat in the train without tickets. They did not have money for the tickets. She sat with the tin of butter. And they asked for the ticket, and she said she doesn't have a ticket. But do you know where I'm going? I'm going to a big sacrificial fire that has happened here in Mount Abu, and I'm going there, and they sacrifice all the vices, and they are creating and she created that confusion even to the ticket master, and ticket master said it's okay. This is how they reached. This is how they reached the Abu station, and she told the whole story to Baba. Baba said, next time you sit with the tickets, because you shouldn't sit without tickets in the train. So Dadi had so much intoxication that who has created the yagya and who am I belong to, and whoever comes in front of them, they would get influenced by the Dadis with their words. And this is how lot of service happen, lot of obstacles also come. And there is written in few books that when Dadi worked in Jodhpur, And Dadi thought that let me go to Madhuban, and the Manohar Dadi, and there was another Dadi. So both the Dadis came to the station. They sat in the train, and two brothers came to Dadis and said, "You relate such a good knowledge. You come and give this knowledge to our family members." So Dadi said, "We don't want to go there right now. We want to go to Madhuban right now." But they forced Dadis a lot that, "Dadi, please go. We will cancel the tickets. And we will do another ticket." So they took Dadis in the horse chariot. And Dadis were going with them. Dadis thought that this is a very lonely place. It doesn't look right. Dadis stopped there. And like a lioness, Dadis started to shout. And those two brothers ran away. So such pure kumaris, and there were a lot of test papers came, and the brothers came with bad visions, but with their purity and with their Shakti, they couldn't do anything, and they ran away. So there were many obstacles came, and Dadis learned a lot as well. Once Dadi said that in Lucknow, when the service was happening, there were many days since they were doing seva. Still, there aren't any student that we can take to Madhuban. So let's just go to Madhubanda, the Gulzaran Dadi Manohar, the second train. And when mother got to know that Dadis are going to Madhuban, and she was a village mother, she came to Dadis and she sat in the train with the Dadis. She heard a little knowledge. Dadis thought she is a village mother. She has heard a little knowledge, but let's still take her to Madhuban. So Dadi, when they reached Madhuban, Baba asked, whom have you taken to Madhuban? Because Dadi thought that mother was very ordinary. We don't need to talk about her to Baba. So they told Baba that only we two have come. So Baba said, Baba knows everything because everyone gave information to Baba. So Baba said that mother, she has come with you. Who is that mother and where is she? And Baba gave very good drishti to that mother. And Baba said, and this is a very long lost and now found child. Baba gave lot of love to that mother. And Baba asked, child, what's your name? And that mother said, her name is Shanti Devi. And Baba said, however is your name, that's your virtue. Shanti means peace. So that is how peaceful you are. And Baba then asked her, how many children you have? Mother said, I just have one son. Baba said, what does he do? And the mother said, he's a world benefactor. And Baba got very happy. So Baba was very happy. Baba also told her that when there is cooking happening, when there is cooking happening in the bhandara, you should give drishti and you should give drishti to the food and remind everyone that, do you remember Shri Baba? So Dadi thought that she was very ordinary mother, but see how Baba saw her, because Baba saw the soul. Baba saw the soul and Baba gave her service according to that. So Dadi was very expert doing Kumari's training. So she opened lot of centers, and at the end in Karnal, Dadi stayed there for a long time and established centers there. Dadi gave birth to many Kumaris, and right now there are big sisters who have got Brahmin birth through this Dadi. And when Brahma Baba became Avrat in 1969, Dadi Prakashmani asked her to come to Madhuban, because whatever trainings were going in Madhuban, because Rajyoga Shibir also started here, when that Baba became Avyakt, Kumari's trainings were also going on. So Chandramani Dadi and Manohar Dadi were asked to come here, and there was lot of love and regard for Dadis. So when Dadis asked anything, they would just say, Hanji. There were so many centers, so many students. Dadi just left, renounced everything and came to Madhuban. And this Didi sharing, when I came to Madhuban in 92, I used to come as a Sevadhari before that, but in 92 I came as a permanent.
मैं तो ज्ञान में 75 से जब छोटे.
सो दी डी सेइंग आई एम इन नॉलेज सिंस 75 व्हेन आई वाज वेरी लिटिल बट 92 सिंस 92 आई केम टू मधुबन परमानेंटली.
हर एक दादियों के कमरे में जाते थे.
देन आई यूज्ड टू गो टू एवरी दादीज रूम टू ग्रीट गुड मॉर्निंग टू गेट चोलीज एटसेट्रा. सो मनोहर दादीज रूम वॉज अपोजिट टू प्रकाशमणि दादी. प्रकाशमणि दादीज रूम वॉज लिटल बिग बिकॉज दादी एंड दीदी मनमोहिनी यूज टू स्टे टूगेदर एंड अपोजिट टू दैट मनोहर दादीज रूम वॉज देयर.
दादी का बाथरूम और पैनिट्री है.
So Manohar Dadi's room was very small. It was like the size of Dadi Prakashmani's bathroom and the pantry. Sheila Behan and Sangeeta Behan has served Dadi's a lot, especially Sheila Behan. She came to Dadi in 95. So Manohar Dadi's room was very small. There was a small sofa and small room. And she's such a big Dadi, but her room was very small and there was a very small bathroom. And earlier there used to stay two Dadis in that room, Gulzar Dadi and Manohar Dadi, and think.
बाबा आते थे.
एंड व्हेन बाबा यूज्ड टू कम इन गुलजार दादीज बॉडी.
गुलजार दादी का दिन फिर ऐसा होता था ना, रात भर जागो.
देन गुलजार दादीज मेन स्लीप वॉज डिफरेंट बिकॉज व्हेन बाबा केम इनटू हर बॉडी फॉर द होल नाइट शी हैड टू स्लीप ड्यूरिंग द डे. सो एट दैट टाइम मनोहर दादी यूज्ड टू गार्ड दैट रूम बिकॉज गुलजार दादी was sleeping inside the room so that no one can disturb her, and there was so much love for her that I'm also a big daddy. Why shouldn't I guard Gulzar Dadi? So there was so much love, so much renunciation in Dadi's. And later on, the room was little extended and Gulzar Dadi was given a different room. Then Dadi Manohar was in that room and still it was very small. When Gyan Sarovar was built in 95, Chandramani Dadi first became instrument here. When Chandramani Dadi became Avyakti in 97 and Manohar Dadi Indra became an instrument here, and she got shifted to Dadi's cottage. So my room in Madhuban was upstairs on the upper floor of Dadi's room. So my room was Gulzar Dadi's. My room was up on Gulzar Dadi's room. So whenever we used to go and come, we used to take drishti from Dadi's, and I had very close relationship with Dadi's. Dadi's had many specialities, but Manohar Dadi's speciality was that whoever would meet her, they would feel that belongingness.
एक तो मुट्ठी
था. एंड दादी यूज्ड टू से मुट्ठी मुट्ठी. हूएवर वुड कम शी वुड से मुट्ठी डू दैट मुट्ठी डू दिस.
बालकी भी कहते
हैं. अनदर वर्ड वाज बालकी. बालकी डू दिस बालकी डू दैट. सो दे वर वेरी वेरी लवली वर्ड्स एंड दैट इज व्हाई बाबा गेव हर मनोहर. हर लौकिक नेम वाज हरी बट अव्यक्त बाबा गेव हर द नेम मनोहर. मनोहर मीन्स those who is entertaining. Manohar Dadi was very, very entertaining.
बहुत प्यार की भाषा.
एंड व्हेनेवर वी यूज्ड टू मीट मनोहर दादी देयर वाज अ फीलिंग ऑफ लॉट ऑफ लव फ्रॉम हर. व्हेन दादी यूज्ड टू केम टू ज्ञान सरोवर दादी सॉ दैट बिग सीनियर सीनियर सिस्टर्स यूज्ड टू कम डबल फॉरेनर्स यूज्ड टू कम सो वंस अ वीक और 10 डेज
कॉटेज में नहीं आंगन है बीच में
सो देयर इज अ
टेबल लगता था
सो इन द कॉटेज देयर इज अ स्पेस इन बिटवीन एंड दादी वुड कीप अ पार्टी देयर वंस एवरी वीक और 10 डेज एंड एवरीवन यूज्ड टू गो देयर एंड हैव ब्रेकफास्ट
एक घंटा दो घंटा आराम से दादी हिस्ट्री
And Dadi used to give histories for an hour or more than an hour. So whatever programs used to, so whatever programs used to happen in Madhuban or here, Dadi used to get one topic, history of the yagya. So, and Dadi used to say that, deliver that topic with lot of interest and with lot of love. When Gyan Sarovar was built, Dadi still used to get the same topic and Dadi said, give me different topic. I do the same topic. So everyone was saying, Dadi, who can deliver this topic better than you? Because how Dadi was delivering this topic, the history of Yagya, it was never a repetition, but it was like a film that you were actually seeing the whole Yagya history. And she was very good at delivering that. So there are Dadi's videos on YouTube as well. You should definitely listen to those videos as well. When she was delivering Murli in Gyan Sarovar, when there is a song in Murli, and Dadi used to call somebody or the other to sing a song on the stage. And at that time, there was Krishnakant Bhai who used to come on the stage and sing the song of the Murli. Whoever are the singers, they should definitely come on the stage and sing the Murli songs.
Murli ke geeton mein mahir ho gaye.
And this is how Krishnakant Bhai and Murli Bhai became expert in the Murli songs. So there was lot of entertainment in the Murli. So Dadis used to give different stories and songs in the Murli, and she would finish the Murli in 20 minutes. So it was never boring, because whenever Dadi used to read Murli, there was a lot of entertainment and lot of joy and happiness. And in between, we used to do a lot of picnic with Dadis. We celebrated a lot in Gyan Sarovar. We got a lot of good sustenance of Dadis.
Manohar Dadi, avyakt huve 2008.
So Manohar Dadi became avyakt in 2008, 17th November 2007, Prakash Mani Dadi became avyakt on 25th August, and after that, after 1 year, Manohar Dadi became avyakt. So she left body in Madhuban. Then Nirmala Didi became an instrument in 2009 January.
Manohar Dadi ji ke manohar kahaniya.
And these are the entertaining stories of Manohar Dadi that we will always remember. Even though Dadis are not with us, they are still with us in the subtle way. They are still with the yagya. We just have to feel that Dadis are with us.
Om Shanti. समय भी हो गया।
ओम शांति।